We doing this? What are we doing? Waiting for you? Music?
You're waiting on me, you're backing up, okay?
Let's
huh?
do this!
That's right.
In the morning, in the back of the beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're receiving, but you can't be frontin' when it comes to this.
Can't come to this.
Danny back tricks,
give
me
a kiss. Hi, welcome back to the Off the Air Podcast.
I said I'd get you something nice.
I am Chick McGee, and that is Jessica.
It's a Jessica thing.
You don't understand.
I don't like that.
That's a t-shirt, right?
I'm sure it's a lot of things.
We need new t-shirts. Shipping and receiving and t-shirt manufacturing has come to a halt. Do you know that? Are we going to go back to the old logo? Maybe we should have that meet.
We need to do something because you know what? I take full responsibility for our shitty fucking t-shirts because...
The gray one with the light,
the lime green. I thought it was a good.
It's that color that.
It was summer. We let those out in the summer.
It was summer. Gray.
We released them in summer, and I thought gray.
Lime
green.
And
here's the thing: I don't wear gray. I don't like to wear gray because you can see pitters like pretty quick.
Oh, pitters are.
I like to stick with black and white.
Gray is a playground for pitters. We all know it.
And I wouldn't. My lesson from I'm the Leader t-shirts is don't make a shirt you wouldn't wear.
I don't think I'd wear it.
I wouldn't wear it either.
You know what shirt
it's
I would
terrible.
Wear? You know what shirt I do wear and I keep thinking about?
What?
It just says OTA in giant letters. And that doesn't say .com or does it say .no?
Is it hashtag OTA?
It's the lady shirt that says hashtag OTA
and then says something about you on the bottom.
ChickMcGee.com or
.com.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, of course it says something about you.
And then it should say... Jess is the shit on the back. How about that? We could put that on the back.
I don't think that sounds good.
The shit means the shit's not
good. We could do like a I Heart Jess t-shirt, like I Heart New York. Ooh. I think you'd be the only one that'd buy one.
I would buy all of them, and then no one would buy them. My point is, we could have the... I thought a guy's t-shirt... Okay, follow me here. Ready?
Okay, I'm trying.
Track with me. A guy's t-shirt that looks... exactly like the blue girl's t-shirt, okay?
Yeah, I like that.
But a different, and then just bring back the blue girl's t-shirt.
Can we do a different color this time, but, though?
For the girls?
Yeah, can we do like a...
Like a gray and a lime green?
I deserve that.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you know, like that one you chose? Okay, now I'm done.
But right. I don't want a black shirt. Like, I like this color. Do you like this color of the shirt I have on?
Oh, like a washed pink?
I go like a washed maroon.
That for the girls? That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think you can ever go against a black t-shirt with white letters for guys.
I know, but I don't ever want to do a girls one because of
sure, there's that. We need to be away from that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although my second favorite color is burnt orange. Ooh, burnt orange for
your
guys.
Your second favorite color?
Yeah, burnt orange.
Who says that? You're 57 years old. You should have maybe, like if someone says your favorite color, you're like, black. I don't know. Like, isn't that what you say when you're
that
old?
Yeah, I go black. Yeah, but
black
my second
is your favorite color?
I like burnt orange right
you
after black.
You go from black to burnt orange?
Yes.
And you know it's burnt
Absolutely.
Orange instead of saying like an orange, like
you know
a dark
why I know,
orange.
You know how I know it's burnt orange? Because it's the orange that...
You know how I know.
Texas. You know how I know? It's the Texas Longhorns orange.
Uh-huh.
And it's that orange. And that's called burnt orange.
Oh, you know what? I
and
have
I
a
looked
horrible
it up.
Story. I almost got a tattoo when I was in college. And
no.
It, yes.
With a longhorn?
With
no,
a longhorn. Because everybody was Yes, because everybody was getting the tramp stamps. And I was like,
no.
Well, I'm not going to get flowers or a design. I'm going to get something cool like a longhorn.
Oh.
And I thought, you know what? Sit on it for a year. And if you still want it in a year, get it. And luckily, I didn't
As far
want it.
As I know, that's the only... Well, there were a couple other good decisions you made, but
right, yeah, I was really glad. So I didn't get a tattoo till I was like going through my midlife crisis. I was like 27, and I did it then.
That's right. Well, let's welcome our guest this time because he sat there politely.
He is very polite.
And I'd like to say this: Andy Beningo is our guest. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Chick. What's up? Love the t-shirt intro.
Thank you. Now, Andy, here's why you're not going to make it in comedy.
Okay.
No.
It's a good way to start the show
Andy,
off.
Here's the thing. You are, without a doubt, and I know, how many comedians we know?
Too many.
I'm going to say 100.
Okay.
I know 100 guys in comedy. They're this far along. They're that far along. Mm-hmm. They've been on TV shows. Sure. They've had their own TV shows. They're on TV shows. You are, without a doubt, not only the nicest, mm-hmm. kindest, most polite comedian I've ever met.
I'd say all those things.
You are that person, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you ran a dock for FedEx, you would be the nicest. Isn't he?
Yeah.
I try to be.
I don't feel like I have enough information to make a qualified decision. Because like this is only the second time I've met him.
Here's the thing. I like your Bill Cosby that you're doing. I like it very much.
But I just can't get behind. I
refuse
a nice guy.
To make the cheap Bill Cosby joke here. Yeah. Go ahead.
I just don't know you yet. But you seem very nice.
Well, you do too. So.
Yes. Then you don't fucking know me at all. Okay?
But what is it about me that it makes me so uncomfortable sometimes to be around Andy because he's so nice?
Well, I think you're drawn, like, I know this is so silly because I can
he's
do
so
it.
He's so happy and he's so positive.
He's nice.
So,
he doesn't look mean in the face at all. His face looks nice.
He's got a nice face.
And you could tell, like, when he's just, like, instead of, like, on the attack, when he's curious about what weird, crazy thing you're going to say next, he has good high eyebrows. We like high eyebrows.
I do. I kind of raise them up a little bit just to kind of go, what's going on?
And jack them up. You know, right. I like the high eyebrows. On most people, I don't like the high eyebrows on you.
No, if I got high eyebrows, you're in fucking trouble.
There's trouble. Yeah.
There's trouble. Or I'm sleepy.
Let me ask you a question. How many times have you bought those pair of shoes? High eyebrow, right there. That's what you'll give me.
How many times do you have? If you bought the same pair of shoes?
That's right.
Those are things I say to you. Absolutely.
See the high eyebrows? See that?
Yeah.
See that? So having said that, my point is this. It is my goal, ergo our goal, to make you.
All my goals are Tuck's goals.
Toughen me up a little bit?
No. To make you the most popular comedian in the United States of America. Absolutely.
I love it. Let's do it.
I can't endorse. You are funny. You are you're wonderful.
Thank you.
I can't get behind you enough. If someone says, hey, I can't support you enough.
There you go.
And where are you this week?
Downtown. I'm working downtown Crackers in Indianapolis
with
Pat Dixon.
Pat Dixon.
Very funny man. And,
oh, wow.
Pat Dixon was just on the podcast.
He was. And I would. That's interesting that
Pat
they teamed
exactly,
you guys up.
Yeah. Well, they're.
No, I think Pat's a very nice person. It's not that. I'm just assuming.
They're
totally
polar opposites.
That your comedy's a little different.
Yeah, it's pretty squeaky clean. You know, it's a lot of stuff about it. Well, it's funny because just meeting Pat because I'd never met him before.
Right.
And I was like, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. And he's like, dude, have you ever had an Asian before? And I was just kind of like, oh, so anyway, it's like, I don't know what to say or whatever, but nice to meet you. And then just kind of like
that was his,
grab some
his
nachos. That was his intro. Okay. That was his intro. Right. So I was like,
dude, have you ever had
an Asian?
Had an Asian? Well,
yeah. That's how he started.
Have you ever been with an Asian woman?
Right. I understand that.
Right.
In the biblical sense.
not a pure Asian.
You're gross. What?
My point is.
What?
Pat.
Are you being serious?
What do you mean?
Have you been with an Asian?
What did they think you were when you were a little girl?
People thought that I was adopted, that my parents adopted me. Yeah, from an Asian country.
There,
yes.
Bingo. That's what I was saying.
No, but that doesn't make me half Asian.
No, I was making a joke.
Fail.
Andy, look at the
eyebrows. I know the eyebrows went up, and I was like, I don't know how nice I am. I just started a big fight on the podcast. I'm like, maybe you should cut all the beginning out. Just start over. Like,
so we're wanting to get our sound quality back to where it once was, and it's still fine. Don't get me wrong. We love our sound quality.
No, but it just gets bored. And
we've been messing with it the last couple of days.
Sure.
And
now we have what appears to be a giant CD player. It looks like the third deck down on what used to be in this big wood console my mom had in the apartment.
Dean was playing around with it. I was like, is that an Atari?
I'm
like,
so I'm here. I'm trying to put it in the GarageBand, and I've got the hum, and I don't know how to get rid of the hum. And Andy's sitting here, and he gets here, of course, 5 minutes early because he's wonderful. I'm sitting here, and I'm messing with this, and I'm, you know, I have trouble hiding my emotions. So
I'm not going to say what I would usually say, but usually I'd say, no shit.
Yeah. So I'm doing this. And Annie goes, so is it like a volume thing? Or so he's trying to help me. And then I go, I don't know. I just, we're just
going to. Did you fix it?
The back. No. And I
no, I know nothing about this.
Tell
I,
me
was
that
just,
Andy fixed
I was just,
it.
No.
Yeah.
It was, so then Andy goes, look, you know, I could come back next time. We can do this next time or whatever. And I'm going, no, we're doing the podcast.
Let's do this.
Crank By God, we're having Andy Beningo on.
Are you from Indy?
I'm from Michigan, actually.
Oh,
yep. Born
that's
and raised
right.
there.
And, do you know you know the Michigan, like Dave Dyer? And
Dave Dyer's great. He was actually one of the first guys I ever opened for.
Let's not get curious
you
yeah.
probably
about
yeah.
Dyer. Yeah. So when was that? One of the first guys you opened for?
It was probably like, I think I've been doing stand-up like maybe 8 years, something like that.
All right.
Like 7 years. And it was this really small room called the Holly Hotel. And I made a joke to Dave because the first time I ever emceed was for Dave. And the first time I ever middled was for Dave. And I was like, hey, maybe when I headline, we could do like a co-headline thing, you know, just to
right.
have you on the
Can
show.
Can I guess what Dave said? He went, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, pretty much. He's just kind of like, he's like, yeah, you could call it co-headlining or whatever, but it's my show, man. So, I was just kind of like, yeah, that sounds
that's
about right.
That's
so,
a good Dave Dyer.
Yeah, yeah.
This is good.
Yeah,
Dave Dyer. I've never seen anyone lose weight and gain weight as quickly as Dave Dyer.
As Dave, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
He bulks
was like
up
down.
So fast.
He was
and
like,
hey, hold on just a second, Andy. Chick's got to take this call.
Sure,
no
problem.
I don't have to take that call. That looks like it might be the furnace people that I've been fighting with. I could have sworn
I thought it was Dave calling. Like, you guys talking shit? Like, oh, man, like, how does he know?
How does Dave know that we're
how does he know?
Sitting here? No, he lost like 60 pounds.
Yeah.
And then he gained like 70.
Yeah. And then, like,
what?
In like 2 months. Yeah. He's back up again. But he's so tremendously, he's crazy powerful.
He's built like my dad. That's what he reminds
me
of. Yes. Yeah. He's built like a keg. Yeah.
Like a keg.
Yeah. Like it's just, right. Like his whole torso is keg size.
And
you could never knock him down.
He does like 100 push-ups before
ounce
shows
of
backstage.
Flab on
no.
him. Yeah.
He's just,
yeah.
It's all.
I remember I had to sit with him in a booth at Cheesecake Factory one time, and it was probably one of the most uncomfortable experiences of my life. His shoulders were so broad that I was like getting poked in the eye. I was like, okay, Dave. Got it. Protein shakes. Do you guys have protein shakes here? Yeah, they're page 37 on the menu.
Well, Cheesecake has everything.
Yeah.
Cheesecake has everything. That's true.
Yeah.
So what city in Michigan?
I come from a really small town called Chesaning, Michigan. That's where I live. Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, because
it is tiny.
Really good. It is tiny.
Where is it next to a big Ann Arbor?
It's by Lansing area.
Michigan's
like if you pull
like
up the Michigan map, you got to do that thing.
I don't get that.
It's like right in the middle.
Because it looks like a mitt.
No, it doesn't.
Here's the UP. Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
Yep.
If you look at the map of Michigan, it does. I lost a house in Lake Leelanau. You know where
Yep.
Dyer just sold his house at
That's what I heard. Yeah.
That was a gorgeous house.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, that's where I'm from. Really small town. One traffic light in the whole town.
Oh, I live in
one
of those
really
places.
So really tiny. It's just
she
one
lives
of those,
there now, yeah.
The Indiana one, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to be fair, there are two traffic lights.
Now there are, yeah.
Well, maybe three, actually. Isn't there one?
Well, there's one on the county line.
Blowing up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, I'm thinking four now. No, there's one at 700 now, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there used to be one.
Whenever I stop at that one, I always chuckle. I'm like,
yeah.
There's
a
light there. Yeah, no.
I killed a mouse in the house one time.
Really?
Oh, yeah, with a footstool.
No way.
Not on purpose.
Kids were crying.
It wasn't a footstool.
I was crying.
It was like a 10-gallon.
It was a rattan.
No.
Wasn't it wicker?
What?
I see a wicker footstool.
No, it was like a 10-gallon, like how you buy paint when you need to paint a whole house, like a big 10-gallon bucket.
That's what I killed it with?
Yeah, you were going to try to just put the bucket on top of it and then scoot it out.
That's
but
right.
Instead,
my thinking was...
No, so he got up close to it, startled, dropped the bucket, and broke the mouse's neck.
Yeah.
Mouse? Those size mice?
Well, I don't know if it broke a neck. We haven't got the autopsy yet.
Mice that size, it's like no bigger than your thumb. I mean,
I don't care.
Yeah. I don't care.
They're fast too.
They're fast and evil.
I can't.
They freak you out.
I don't fuck with mice.
They're
no.
fragile. They're
mouse,
really fragile.
Sure,
mice
sure.
and flies, like they just make me angry. Like they have no means.
Sure.
They don't understand personal space. Like they just get close and they get in your stuff. And
well,
I don't
mice
like
don't.
It.
Mice.
Yes,
stay
they do.
Hidden. Mice stay hidden.
No, they don't.
Oh, that one did run out across the floor, didn't it, one night?
Because we were bringing stuff in and out from the garage, and we had the garage door open all night.
She lives back next up against the cornfield.
Yeah. That's kind of what Chesaning is. It's all farmland and stuff.
Cornfield?
And it's
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay.
I don't look it. I look like I could be one of those Disney kids on, you know, like 13
years old. Do you recognize him from his famous TV commercial? When I tell you this, do this.
Yeah,
there's like a pay now program where a guy riding a lawnmower is chasing a car, and the guy's yelling, "Give me my money!"
Oh yeah.
That's me.
You.
That's me. But that's my big break.
That's not Andy's voice, though, is it?
No, I was so bad they gave me one line, and they had to dub it over with somebody else's.
Give me my money! And it's somebody else's. And I thought because he's got the grimace and he's got these noise canceling. Landscaper
headphones on. Yeah, I know
exactly
what you're. You nailed
so
it.
So you
know
can't see really it's him, but I recognize. I thought, man, I'm sure this. So I asked him but I thought that's not Andy's voice, and I was right.
That
and
was
you were right.
Chick's good.
Very
right
good. Good with the voices.
So are you going to do any more stuff for them? You think or?
I don't know. I just audition for things here and there in Michigan. I mean, it's not like as big as New York or LA. So every now and then my agent will call up like, hey, you know, you want to do this? Like I did a movie that they shot up in Grand Rapids.
That's
going to come out. It's this movie called The End of the Tour. It's got Jason Segel and Jesse Eisenberg in it.
Wow.
So, I play a waiter. So, I mean, I went from landscaping to waiter.
From TV commercial to movie.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really small and, now, like, I guess they're releasing it at Sundance, but my only goal, like, hope is, like, hopefully it doesn't, like, my part doesn't get cut out of the movie.
Oh, because
I've heard that from people where they're like, you got to see this, you got to see this. And then it's like, oh, they got cut out of it. So I'm hoping that.
So you don't, you don't really know if you've gotten cut out of it or not.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, like, not really telling a lot of people until it comes out. Then I'll be like, yeah, I nailed it.
Yeah.
You see me bring that water to that table? It was amazing.
But I bet Jesse Eisenberg and Jason Segel thought you were the nicest guy.
He said, hey, you're pretty nice. And I was like, get out of here. I was like, stop it.
Can I get you anything?
Like,
get out.
You know what? They keep making.
We can do the movie tomorrow. It doesn't really matter if we do it today. That's fine.
They keep making all these stories about famous, like you got the Ray movie, right?
Ray Charles.
You got the Johnny Cash movie.
What was that?
Walk the Line.
Yeah, yep.
John Belushi. That's what we need to do.
But he's so, because Belushi had that Chicago edge.
He had that,
type.
He did.
But you could, but look, we just put some dark circles under his eyes, get his beard a little bit more grown out.
You know, they already did that in a movie called Wired.
Really?
With Michael Chiklis, who is.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's the.
He was just in American Horror Story, the Freaks episode.
You keep saying
that.
And like, I'm going to watch something scary.
He was on a show for a long time.
He was on The Shield.
The Shield, that's what it was.
The Shield. Yep. Did you say The Shelf?
I mean.
No, I said it was on some show.
Oh, I
couldn't remember what it was.
I thought you said it called The Shelf. No. I wouldn't watch The Shelf.
Was he on an episode of Friends?
That would be a horrible show.
Was he on an episode of Friends?
He was not on an episode
of Friends. House
of
Cards?
No.
Scandal?
No.
Then I don't fucking know who he is.
He played The Thing in the Fantastic Four, Michael Chiklis did.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that?
No. I have no idea what you're talking about still.
You don't.
Be real.
Seriously, you know how we do things on the podcast? We should go see American Sniper. You should go with me and see it again.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to take a vomit bag probably.
No,
we're
it's
probably
not.
Probably going to have to take a Valium before
we
go.
Well, you know, that's the thing. She doesn't like intensity either. And
sure, yeah.
It's off the chart.
I can't watch playoff games. Like, I just get too, I don't care if it's nothing. It doesn't have anything to do with me. If it's too intense, I just can't do it.
Well, even the trailer when it came out.
Oh, God,
saw the trailer, I was like, my God, what's going to.
Shoot,
you know,
don't shoot. Like, if you're wrong, we're.
You're going
to
Leavenworth.
Yeah, and we're just like.
My thing is that I've never seen an actor like a Brad Cooper. When I say Bradley Cooper, I mean like Brad Pitt or even De Niro or someone you know so well.
I love it when Chick pretends like they're friends. He calls him Brad instead of Bradley. Brad
Bobby De Niro.
Bob
he's a buddy
De Niro.
Of mine.
Yeah, he does all those things.
BC. That's what I call him. Uh-huh. Brad Cooper. Uh-huh. No, you watch this movie, and after about 20 seconds, you totally forget Bradley
Cooper.
It's amazing.
Do you think so now that, because the Oscar things came out,
he
you think he's going
to
win it
he
like,
has
straight
to
up?
He has to win. Because people were telling me, well, first of all, the movie's not going to get nominated because there was nowhere to be seen in the Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to be nominated for an Oscar because he wasn't in the Golden Globes. Yeah. And I thought, this movie is, and you know me in movies, this thing is, I can't recommend it enough. It's a wonderful movie.
Huh.
So is it more intense, you think, than like Saving Private Ryan? Like
the
beginning there?
Yes.
It's more intense?
Really?
Is it? But I guess my question is: is it more Is it more live combat intense, like Hurt Locker, which I have not seen, but I'm assuming, and or is it like when he comes home and he's doing the whole
all of it?
Yeah.
So would I be able to breathe like at all through the thing? Like, would there be a moment for me to take a breath?
You know what? I don't. Well, no. He meets his wife to be in a bar,
and that's a
charming scene. Right. That's where you can take. But that's.
Can from I get the lost in his dreamy eyes and kind of forget?
Well, the joke was before I saw the movie, I thought, well, you know, American Sniper. Well, if I'm going to have to stare at anybody's face,
right, yeah,
even being at a guy, I'm okay staring at Bradley Cooper. Yeah, yeah. He's a gorgeous man. There's no doubt about it.
Hands
absolutely.
Down.
And from the – who did I tell? Oh, Cookie. I told he's going to go see it. He's looking forward to it, too.
Yeah.
I got in to see the press screening.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
That's cool.
But you know what happened at the press screening?
You took Bodart?
I took Bodart, and he was quiet, but – what do I do when I see a movie that I want to see?
I can't believe you went to a crowded ass theater.
I wait
to see
like
this
a
movie.
Couple weeks, let it die down, go up and sit in the back by myself so
you
I can
concentrate
on the movie.
You got to sit with every.
That speaks. That also speaks to how good this movie was.
Yeah, I guess.
You have to go
and there was
right
a guy.
And be with every other radio and media personality in the city and watch this movie.
There was a guy a seat away from me that wasn't a talker, but he did this. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do that. I can't.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Or I'll hit you if something
you
scares
do hit
me. I'll punch you.
You would squeeze the heck out of my arm during this whole show.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
And then he goes, his cowboy boots.
No, and then I always want you to tell me what's happening.
Now who is
what's gonna happen next?
I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
I thought he got killed in the first scene. No, he's fine.
Are you telling people things?
No, I was just doing that.
So that's why you go usually by yourself is just like
right.
to avoid that.
And if I see
stuff,
a movie
right?
I like and if I see a movie I like, I go back two or three times even when
do
it's
you
in
really?
The theater.
Yeah,
what's that? Didn't you just see the Denzel Washington movie three times?
Yeah, I saw The Equalizer three times in the theater, and I bought it when it came out on iTunes. I saw Lucy that way with
Scarlett
Johansson.
Good? That was good, yeah.
You know, that I've seen American Sniper, I can't think of a movie that is as good ever as American Sniper.
Are you being serious?
Wow. Absolutely.
Really?
And you're pretty...
From the moment this thing starts, I don't know how he does it. Clint Eastwood directed it. Yeah. I don't know how does it.
Draws you in that much. Huh?
You feel dirty. You feel claustrophobic. It's dusty. Yeah. It's sweaty.
Yeah.
But for Clint Eastwood, and he did Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby?
Yep.
Well, how did you feel about that movie?
Did not watch all of it.
You didn't? Mm-mm. How come? You don't
No, I heard how it ended.
Oh.
And that kind of takes a lot away from it if you know all of this.
Right.
But, I mean, this American Sniper has a thing that if you wait too long to go see it, you're going to hear about it and it's going to ruin it.
Didn't he just get divorced too?
Who, Clint Eastwood?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you see any of the other ones that were nominated, like Birdman?
I saw Birdman. I wanted to like Birdman very much, and it was just okay.
Just a little out there.
Just okay.
Odd.
But it's about the theater, and it's
and
a movie about the theater.
And he's not playing himself.
And Michael Keaton acting. Yeah,
right.
But he is very much playing himself. I guess that's the thing. Like, he's stripped down, no makeup, takes his hairpiece off, stuff like that.
Yeah.
His hairpiece?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. It's shot really weird, too, because it's like one bit. It's almost like a play where it's just it keeps going. Like, it's all on, like, one shot. I mean, they eventually do, like, cuts away.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole, like, you have people walking in and out of the scene all the time, and it just, like.
Huh. Distracting almost?
Well, I like the cuts, you know. You cut to, you know.
Well,
and stuff, and
show the passage of time, instead of cutting, I saw it. So it's like one continuous shot for the longest time, it seems like. But, I mean, there are tricks, like they show
the wall where that was an edit or whatever.
But it looks like it's the same one.
Right.
But then when night becomes day or something, and they don't, the actors don't really change position, but you can tell, it's the next day.
Yeah.
And that was kind of cool, but then it got kind of...
You know what we haven't talked about that we finally watched This Is Where I Leave You?
Oh, we did finally watch that.
Not together, but we did watch it the same day. We were texting.
I was 20 minutes behind.
Yeah.
That's the Jason Bateman one?
You know, and I got to say...
It is, but we read...
Yeah. I got to say, that's not my preferred way to watch a movie with you, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah. But we... we had read the book, like we tried to start this OTA book club.
Sure,
and
cool.
We started with this book.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then the movie came out and we just recently watched it.
By Jonathan Tropper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a good book, and they left out some pretty big plot points out of the movie.
Really?
I mean, which usually happens.
Yeah,
I guess,
sure,
some stuff,
sure.
But
yeah,
that and I watched The Skeleton Twins.
Oh yeah, I heard that. Was that any good with
it was pretty good.
Bill Hader, right?
Yes, I love that guy.
And I'm going to say this because you know you'll know what I'm talking about. But the music video part,
yeah,
I really liked that.
Yeah,
they really did a great job.
It was
with
cute.
That.
It was yeah. Like I told Chick. I texted him afterwards and I said I finished watching the movie. He's like, "What do you think?" And I was like, "Well, I'm not really talking to my brother very much right now."
Yeah,
and because he lived with me and he moved out. Mm-hmm. And so it's not because we don't like each other, it's just
yeah, just
yeah,
you know how life is, it goes,
yeah,
you know,
and so yeah. I was like this is kind of too emotional for me right now, I can't do this.
Well, but there was an emotional part in, and
This
is where I leave you. And I knew when the line came out of his mouth,
I had to pause.
She is losing her mind right now.
Yeah, I had to pause it.
And it's
she
a great
says,
line.
It's the younger brother. I'm the oldest
baby brother.
Of four siblings.
Right, okay. The baby brother.
And, and there's a big gap between us. My brother's 2 years younger than me, and then my sister is 11 years, and then my other sister is 15, 16 years, something mm-hmm. like that. But the baby brother says to the oldest sister, you know, you're the voice I hear. It's not mom and dad. Like when I'm trying to do good or not fuck up, you're the voice that's in my head. That's the voice I hear. And I was just like,
I was gonna say I haven't seen the movie, but I'm getting a little. I'm like, hey, is there a break? Can you guys get some tissues?
Can we get some break? Can we get a break from this movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the list of the.
But it's a good movie. It's like an easy watch. Like,
sure.
No,
yeah.
It's
funny parts and sad parts.
And there's some great actors in it. I mean, aside from Jason Bateman, but there's also
Jane Fonda's great.
Jane Fonda is the mother, and Tina Fey is the oldest sister.
Dax Shepard's a bad guy.
Dax Shepard. He actually, believe it or not, because I grew up in a small town called Milford. And that's where he's from, actually.
I was just going to say, like, because he was just on Maren's podcast. And he's married to
Kristen Bell.
What's her face?
From Michigan.
Uh-huh,
Frozen. Is she in Frozen?
She does. Forgetting Sarah
Marshall. Sarah
Marshall
is probably where she got her big break.
Oh, that's right. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I have no desire to see that.
Yeah, the guy from House of Cards is in it.
Paul.
Yeah, Paul. His name. Or
what
Peter.
Is his name?
His name's Peter.
His name is Peter.
Show.
I know it was
I think
biblical.
It's Corey something, maybe.
He's the responsible brother.
And Adam Driver is from Girls, and I love him, and he is the youngest brother.
You just missed the season premiere of Girls.
I know somebody asked me if I watched it on Twitter. I've been a little preoccupied.
It's not. It's really. I haven't watched the whole thing, but
I have to catch up on like the last whole season.
There's a part in the latest Girls where it's really naughty with Allison Williams and some guy.
Oh, yeah?
Naughtier than last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, is that what you do is like, because I remember that's what I did with The Office. Like, I didn't get into it for a couple of years, and then it was like on Netflix, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to bust it all out at once. So, like, is that what you guys do, or do you watch it like week by week? Like,
I like to watch it all
binge watching, is that what they call it?
Binge watch.
We watched the first season of Girls, maybe the second season, but I haven't watched much after that. Mm-hmm. But I did that with House of Cards.
Just the bin, the
Like I think House of Cards, the whole season comes out.
They release
out one
it
day.
At one time. Yeah, they release everything at one time.
Those shows are done so well that you're genius. Like, I don't want to wait a week. I want to see what happens next. That's how they get you, you know.
Yep.
But
I guess House of Cards, February 11th, the whole thing.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Third season.
Yep.
Cool. There's only like a 10-second
tease
trailer. Yeah. Okay. Best Picture.
Yeah.
Academy Awards. Here we go. I've seen American Sniper. I've seen Birdman. I've seen The Imitation Game.
Who's in The Imitation Game?
Benedict.
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch. Sherlock is another great. Have you seen Sherlock on BBC?
I have not, but everybody's, you know, because
yeah,
I
leave
was doing
down.
That
leave
stupid.
Down, go watch it. I know you're a nice guy. You're going to go do this.
Let's go
watch it right now. And I haven't seen nominated Boyhood, Grand Budapest, but Grand Budapest is on my DVR. I'm going to watch. I might watch that tonight. Selma, The Theory of Everything, which Christy maintains is excellent. That's the Stephen Hawking one.
Stephen Hawking one, yeah.
And Whiplash, I've heard, is really good and really
Which
intense.
One's Whiplash?
The Miles Teller's the drummer student, and J.K. Simmons is his teacher.
Oh, okay.
The Bobby Knight type teacher, I guess, for lack of a better descriptive word.
Okay, here's
Don't get me wrong, I love Bobby Knight. Okay.
Yeah.
I love Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
This is where I get confused. There's J.K. Simmons.
Right.
There's Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
And there's J.K. Rowling.
Right.
Right.
That's where I get real confused.
Okay. J.K. Rowling is Harry Potter.
Harry
Potter,
Harry Potter, right? Yep.
Gene Simmons is...
The Kiss Guy.
Kiss Guy, and J.K. Simmons is...
An actor.
From Oz, and he's the guy in Burn After Reading. He's the boss.
He's in everything, I feel like. You know, he's always like, he's got those little bit parts where you're like, oh, that's the guy.
You remember what Jess said about she doesn't like intense movies and, and graphic violence? So we were watching... I have two stories about this. The first story is, I'll get to J.K. Simmons in a minute. Natural Born
Harry
Killers.
Harry Potter's pretty intense? Or
Natural Born Killers was on TV one night. And I said, hey, let's watch this. And I knew her, but I didn't really know her at this point. I go, hey, we should watch this. And she goes, oh, okay, Woody Harrelson's in it. So we start and watching it.
So you thought it was going to be like Cheers or something.
I love
Cheers.
Love Cheers.
Yeah. So the first scene is the diner scene.
Right, yeah.
Mickey and Mallory go crazy and kill everybody there and a lot of the scene.
And so I'm like big-eyed and he's like, oh, I'm kind of tired. Let's just turn off the TV. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
And they just finished clearing out the diner, if you know what I mean. Right.
And I couldn't sleep.
A lot of the direction that Oliver Stone chose to the bullet's perspective.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And J.K. Simmons, the same thing in Burn After Reading. We were watching Burn After Reading, and she goes, oh, Brad Pitt's, oh, George Clooney, I like him. Yeah, and then Clooney surprises Brad Pitt in his closet. You know what happens. She didn't see that one coming either. Okay, best actors.
That's been one of those times that I punched him. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Why would you let me watch this?
Yeah.
He's like, well, you got to finish it. And I was like, the fuck I do?
Yeah.
My
wife is kind of the same way with just like, but it's like horror movies and horror shows.
Yeah, I don't get down with scary movies.
No,
either.
She like it's hilarious because it'll be like Halloween and she'll be like, let's watch like Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventurers, and then it's like 12:30 and there's like a little creak and she's like, you think our house is haunted? And you're like, no, just relax. And it's like she freaks herself out. She'll do that. Like I'll be on the road and she'll randomly call me. Hey, what's up? Hey, you think? Like we're in a good neighborhood, right? And everything. I'm like, yeah. What did you watch? Well, Ghost Hunters. There's this thing where this guy, and I'm like, stop watching it.
I freak myself out like that too. I can't. Like if there is a scary preview that comes on the TV, my kids and I, we all know that you cover your ears, you scream, and you close your eyes until it's over, until somebody can find the remote and change a channel or something.
She's like anything horror film. Like I said, one time she called me. She's like, hey, like Chesning, that's not like a big Sasquatch country, is it? I'm like, what are you talking? Like, yeah, I saw this thing, and there was these. Anyways,
our necks and Bigfoot. Like, I'm pretty sure. Andy just had a baby.
You had a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
She had a little
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had her like 8 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just, it's a blast.
Yeah, I bet.
Especially being on the road.
It's
really a blast.
That was kind of the joke. I was like, all right, you watch the baby. I'm going to get some sleep on the road. Good luck.
That would be anything, right? But 8 months is such a fun age.
Yeah,
like,
she's starting
sitting
to do a lot
up
of,
and yeah, yeah and doing stuff. Like the personality, you're really
starting to laugh a little bit now, which is like the greatest sound. You know,
yeah, just, for sure.
Everybody says that. We talked about this on the Bob and Tom show one morning. I said, everybody does. How old's your child? And they go, she's 8 months. Oh, she's 3 years. Oh, she's.
Yeah.
And everybody, oh, that's a great age.
Right.
Until they get to be. If you go, how old's your daughter? 16. Oh, that's a
good luck.
Good luck. 16 to 20.
How old is your little, or what's her name?
Lauren.
Lauren.
Yeah.
That's a good
name.
It's
a sweet name, and she's just, like I said, it's the coolest thing in the world, like, really is, you know?
Yeah.
Who's she look like?
A little bit of both. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, she looks like, you know, me.
Well,
I always see, like, in her eyes, I'm like, oh, that's definitely, you know, Mary. That's my wife. I'm like, that's definitely, you know, so it's awesome.
Oh. You're
going to have more? You're going to have a lot more, right? Six or seven, right?
6 or 7, yeah. I don't know. We'll play it by ear, see how things happen, you know.
Right. I don't want to nail this. This is a binding agreement.
It's
It's okay. Oscar, best actor. I understand Steve. I haven't seen Steve Carell in Foxcatcher.
Steve Carell's my favorite actor ever,
I guess Fox he's
Catcher the one with the hot guy from the Naked Dance movie?
Tatum Channing. Channing Tatum.
Right.
Or is it Tatum Channing? It's Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
That's him.
And what? Yep. But what's the premise there?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. I think it's a wrestling.
Have you seen it?
Don't ruin it for you.
Have you seen it?
Well, no, but I mean, what I've read. I mean, the guy said it's based on a true story.
Yeah,
it's about this guy who, I guess, Channing Tatum is a guy who wants to be an Olympic wrestler.
Right.
And essentially, Steve Carell is a guy who
works as his trainer,
but he's also kind of that, like, yeah, kind of. Somebody who shouldn't be training people.
And you know who else is in it? Channing Tatum is hard to spot. They've got him not looking like Channing Tatum. Steve Carell is unrecognizable.
Right.
Yeah, he is.
Mark Ruffalo is in it, and he's unrecognizable.
Yeah.
I started to watch a movie with Mark Ruffalo the other day called...
Uh-huh. Oh, Begin Again?
Begin Again.
Yeah, no good, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was watching it, and the person that was sitting there while I was watching it said, "You expect too much from movies." And I was like, you're right. If it doesn't change my life in the first 3 minutes, I'm out.
That's it, yeah.
So, of course, Bradley Cooper's in this role for Oscar for Best Actor.
Yeah.
He will win for American Sniper.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game. He was okay. I saw that, but no Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton for Birdman. Saw that. Not even close to Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
And Eddie Redmayne plays Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Christie says that's a great movie. Yeah. But as a matter of fact, there's a comment here. It says, "Hello there, Bradley Cooper. American Sniper didn't get much love from the Golden Globes, but the Academy in a different frame of mind. Of course, that meant there was no space for the gentleman who played Martin Luther King." And I apologize. I don't know how to say his last name.
Yeah.
So he didn't even get nominated for
that. He did not get nominated in that category.
I heard that was supposed to be really good,
right, too,
I guess.
I heard, too, that was supposed to be good.
I saw an interview with him and the lady that played his wife.
Yeah.
And she, this is like the second or third time she's played Coretta King.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're both British.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of that, but Michael Keaton, you thought it was just okay, right?
Yeah.
It's cool to see Michael Keaton, right?
Oh, you're like, gosh, it's, yeah. I'm glad to see he's doing things, and he's a great actor.
Yeah.
But, after you see... I don't know. Get back to me when you see Bradley.
Yeah, I was planning on going to see it this weekend.
With the Bradley Cooper movie, it's just so emotional. And if they can get you, and there's been so many of those movies made.
I know,
like,
that's what I thought.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And that's what reminded me about it. I thought I would like it, but I was in the same frame of mind when I heard Goodfellas was coming out. I thought, these guys have done
what
this
year
movie
was that?
Before, I don't know, 90, whatever, yeah. 90, 92, 95, whatever the heck it was.
Yeah.
I thought, I've seen all these mob movies. I don't want to see another mob movie. And then Goodfellas comes out.
What other mob movies besides Godfather had you seen at that point?
Godfathers, Once Upon a Time in America.
I don't know anything about that. What else? That's two.
Begin Again with Mark Ruffalo.
That's not true.
The person that was sitting with me sat quietly. That's because it was a dog. Okay. Actress in a leading role for an Oscar.
Okay.
I don't know who these people are.
Okay.
Reese Witherspoon from Wild.
Yeah.
I guess that's supposed to be great.
Uh-huh. That's a true story.
Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl. Have you not seen Gone Girl yet?
I watched the preview for it the other day.
You need to watch Gone Girl. You'll love Gone Girl.
I did. I watched the trailer because I was looking for a movie to watch. And you think that I should watch that?
Plus, Ben Affleck, his Wang makes an appearance. What they say is his Wang.
They said, because they said that movie's phenomenal.
Could have waited a million times to say that part.
Timing.
Let her get her headphones
timing.
On.
Regular podcast listeners, Addie is with us today. And for the most part, she can't hear Chicky talk until she walked into the room when I said Wang.
Yeah, she usually has her headphones on and she's listening to the Pitch Perfect soundtrack.
Could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
I could have picked something else other than Wang.
Well, I appreciate
Julianne
that.
Moore for Still Alive. I don't know what that's about, but evidently she's the favorite.
Okay.
Felicity Jones for The Theory of Everything. She plays Hawking's wife. And one of my favorite actresses, Marianne Cotillard. Cotillard? She's the French, blonde French lady from Inglourious Bastards.
Oh,
right on. Yep.
She's great. She's in 2 Days, 1 Night. And she's also in something else I like, and I don't remember. She's in that movie we watched with Peter, no.
Yes. No, she's in another movie.
The guy
movie.
From Sound of Music was in it, and he was a late life gay guy.
Yes.
And the guy is
Trainspotting.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor and
the guy?
He won an Oscar.
Who?
His father.
Yeah, the guy from Sir. I'm sure he's
from
knighted.
From The Sound of Music.
Knight, Sir.
Who's the father in The Sound of Music?
Oh, you got me. We're going to have to IMDb this.
This
thing.
Is this Sir is, Laurence Olivier.
No, it's no. close. That's not him, though.
No. I remember he wouldn't talk about The Sound of Music forever.
Right.
Because he was embarrassed.
Because
or...
Julie Andrews was.
Was she awful?
I think maybe.
She wasn't awful. Was she awful?
It might have been. Jennifer Aniston was not nominated for Cake in that actress in a lead role.
Cake?
Cake. I guess Cake is amazing.
What is that about?
It's about a lady who works at a bakery. I don't know.
I can't even talk to you right now.
I don't know. As soon as you say it, I'm going to go, yes, that's it. Of course, that's it. Sound of Music.
Christopher Plummer?
Christopher Plummer, oh, yes. There
There's no there way yes. I would have come up with that. I was looking for something.
I was looking for something
very like Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah. But it's, yeah.
Peter von Nostrand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Supporting actor, Robert Duvall for The Judge. But I guess the rumor is he's going to get it. Ethan Hawke for Boyhood. Ed Norton for Birdman. I thought he was better than Michael Keaton.
He was, yeah. I thought he was really good as that kind of weird theater guy. Yeah. But here's where the
Academy gets you, and it seems like this happens almost every year. They take an actor who was in a starring role,
yeah.
and what I would think is a starring role, put him in the supporting category.
Yeah,
so he'll
blown
win.
Away. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
J.K. Simmons is in the supporting category.
Really?
For Whiplash.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, because he won the Golden Globe.
He won the Golden Globe
for that,
supporting
right?
actor.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah.
Mark Ruffalo for Foxcatcher also. Okay. Supporting
what,
actor.
I didn't know he was in that movie.
Yeah. Ruffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, look, search images for Ruffalo and Foxcatcher. You won't recognize.
Has that came out? That came out
already? Yeah, it's out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like kind of a small, like under the radar. Have you heard much about that? Or
It reminds me. I don't know why, really, but I'm thinking of the Win-Win, like how that was kind of low key, but it was a really good movie.
Was that the name of that?
That was a wrestling movie.
That was with Paul Giamatti and the real wrestling guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our other favorite actor, Bobby Cannavale.
What's he in?
He was in that Win-Win, remember?
Oh, he was. He was great.
He had a crush on the wrestler.
I loved him.
Yeah.
I loved him.
He was in Boardwalk Empire. Anyway.
Beginners is the name of the Christopher Plummer, Ewan McGregor.
Beginners. Yeah. And Marianne.
What's her name?
French lady. Marianne French lady is what I call her.
That is.
Marianne French lady.
I think you nailed it. Yes.
Cotillard. Actress in a supporting role, Patricia Arquette for Boyhood, Laura Dern for Wild, Emma Stone for Birdman. She was okay.
Yeah, she was all right.
Yep. Keira Knightley for The Imitation Game. Very okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Meryl Streep
for Into the Woods. Keira Knightley's in The Imitation.
Begin Again.
Begin Again?
With Mark Ruffalo. Ruffalo.
Oh, that's right. What is it Ruffalo?
It's Ruffalo.
Because of The Sandlot, right?
Yeah, that's, I think Ruffalo. Maybe. I don't know. Melanie Laurent. Is that her name? Melanie Laurent is the girl from Beginners.
No.
Yep.
The blonde-haired French girl?
Yep.
It's not the girl from Inglourious Bastards?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm going to have to get on this. I don't know what's going on. This has turned into our Oscar show.
Yeah,
and
I like it. We're not talking
to Andy at all.
That's all right. That's okay. I love talking movies.
So Andy just had a baby.
Just had a baby.
So that means you saw a couple of movies. That means you just got married, right? Or no? How long have you been married?
No, I've been married for like almost 2.5 years now. So yep.
Did you meet her on the road?
Actually, it's kind of a funny story. We met our last class in college.
Oh.
Yeah, I was studying to be a teacher, and that didn't really pan out.
Right.
It panned out for her. She's a teacher now.
She is, yeah.
And just kind of kept in touch, and then. It's like, hey, let's go on a date sometime. And
well, if you're 30 and you've been, how long did you guys date after college?
Like 2 years.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
you reconnected later?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Huh.
So I was on the road. I was like,
where'd you go to college?
Went to a college at a charming place called Central Michigan University.
Okay.
Now, is that in the central part of the state?
That is right in the middle.
I feel like we've done a comedy show at Central Michigan.
Probably Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant.
I know we've done one where's Eastern?
Ypsilanti. Is that it?
I think we've done one there.
You guys probably go to Kalamazoo a lot, too.
You go to Kalamazoo?
What's
that's
Kalamazoo?
Like a big Western. That's Western.
That's Western. We were just in Kalamazoo.
Okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, cool, we were just at Kalamazoo.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, I have a full disclosure. The blonde-haired girl from Inglourious Bastards
is not who you thought it was.
Is who I thought it was.
Yeah?
Melanie Laurent. Shoshana! Mm-hmm. That is Melanie Laurent, who's in Beginners.
Yeah.
But Marilyn Cotillard, who's nominated, is not who
it's
I thought she was.
It's not who you thought was. Mm.
I thought it was Melanie Laurent. So Melanie, Marion?
So the girl from Inglourious Basterds is not nominated.
No.
Right.
It's different. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Different girl.
Okay.
I had the same. I had the right girl, but not for the nomination.
Not for the nomination.
So technically, I guess you could say was wrong.
Addie and I are big Meryl Streep fans.
Oh, Into the Woods. Have you seen Into the Woods
yet?
Well,
we were going to go see it, and then we've had friends, including Mr. Jason in there, a friend of Mr. Jason's, and then a friend of mine said, it's terrible.
That's kind of what I've heard, too. A friend of my wife said they went and saw it. And
it's a musical.
They didn't know it was a musical.
Yeah,
they
it's
walked
a musical.
In, they were like, really? It's like, but.
It's a musical,
really?
And it really drags, I heard.
We
it's not scary or anything at all, but yeah. It's not, but it's just, it's like, ugh, get there already.
You're slow, yeah.
Yeah. But we feel like we have to go because we love Meryl Streep so much.
We love Anna Kendrick. You ever
yeah,
see
so
that?
Does she because of Pitch Perfect.
See, now I have the same taste as a 12 or 13
9-year-old.
All right.
9-year-old girl.
I overshot it.
That's okay. You'll learn. Now that you have a daughter, you'll learn.
Always
well, that's how I was
it.
Always like when I was younger. Yeah. I didn't know anything about kids. I'm like, is that baby like 6 years old? And like, no, she's like 4 months. Like, oh, all right. Well,
look six to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so.
Got a big baby.
Who do you hang out with when you're not on stage? Who are your comedian? Well, Dave Dyer,
comedian
of course.
Guys?
Yeah.
I don't think Dave Dyer, you guys aren't friends.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be. I'm like, what's up, Dave?
Here's the thing. If you could just leave me alone and
you know
go
what?
Online
it's like, it's
to
like
look
I came
at my
in,
video series.
Right. It's like we came in and I came in and Kostaki was standing at the door and I haven't seen Kostaki in years probably.
And you guys were
we traveled
together
friends.
Every weekend.
We'd dance. We'd go out after shows. It was lots of fun. And but then when I see Dave, Dave's always like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, no hug, no greeting, no nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you know Dave as well as you know Kostaki.
No, but he should hug me.
He comes in quite a bit, though, doesn't he, to the show?
Dave Dyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I try not to be here those days.
Really?
I can pass that along. Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe he senses your hostility.
No, I sensed his first. And that's how I came to my attitude.
I see.
I decided on this attitude.
Where are we on Bodart? Where is that?
I don't know. I just like fucking with him at this point. I will always be polite to Bodart.
He is he's one of my best friends and I want to tell him so much, but I don't want to
just did.
I want to tell him about stuff that is going on in his life.
I thought
I want
you
to help him.
I thought you meant I want to tell him so much that he's my best friend. And I was I don't think grown men do that.
No, I want to tell him there's some weird things happening in his life right now, and I just want to shake him and go.
Is it his psychic?
Don't worry about
his psychic
just
abilities.
Just try to be on stage and be funny. That's
what
you need
trying,
to worry about.
All the poon. Are you talking about the poon he's trying to pull all the time? Is that what we're talking about?
He does like the poon. That's all I'm... And he does like the word poon.
Yeah. I know.
Like, I like
I
the
I hate
word
it. I'm so
wang.
Sorry I said that. Poon? I don't... I feel like I've graduated from horrible... Like, I don't know. I can't get behind that anymore.
Everybody in the room's wearing their headphones. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I know. And that's why... I know. Yeah. But I just don't
good
like
thing
saying
that
13-year-old's
wearing her headphones.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
she's 9 and 8.
So just Dave Dyer, that's it? Nobody else?
No, I mean, we kind of run into the same guys. Like, I guess guys that have been on the show, like, work with Landau, like, maybe once a year kind of thing.
Dave Landau.
He's one of our my favorite. I'm not going to speak on our.
You said I was the nicest guy in the world. I think that guy is the nicest guy in the world.
He is our favorite.
I think he's just a
it's
nice
even,
dude. Like,
it's funny because Chick and I have talked about this before with people in our lives. Like when people get clean or get sober and you meet them after they've been clean and sober and you're like, I can't imagine you being a giant asshole drunk. And he's just like, no, I was.
Yeah, he said that to me before and I was like, I can't see it. Because he's so like just off stage just, hey, what's up, man? Hey, super nice guy, but... Yeah, a lot of Michigan guys. There's, you know, funny people like Chris Young. I don't know if he's ever been through here. He's a very
Name's
funny
familiar.
Guy. One of my buddies is Nate Armbruster. He's always
he's
tell him like he's got to come on the show. He's young, real young kid, but he's funny, real
what, like
funny.
Nine, like 6 months.
He's like 6 months old.
6 months old. He's the funniest. Do you think your daughter's funny already?
I do. She's already doing some silly things. Like we were talking, like I kind of mentioned on the show, like we went out to a restaurant and she's just staring at this little boy.
Oh,
this little boy's in like this little like bear jumpsuit, and she's just staring at him. Yeah. And she's like, kind of like smiles at him a little bit, and then looks back at me like, "What's up, Dad?" They're like back there. And I'm just kind of like, not till you're 30. You can date when you're 30, but you know, it just is, little things like that. You know,
it is funny that they like they have this like, okay, this person is closer to my size than all these other people, so I'm gonna pay attention to him.
And then like she like little cute things like she'll you know she's starting to crawl a little bit, so she'll crawl and then look back at me and smile like, "Did you see that? What's up?" You know, and it's just like you can tell she's already getting this little little silly goofy. You know, personality.
I know babies do know that they're they relate to the other babies. I wonder how they know that.
I don't know because you know it's because even when they see themselves in the mirror, they kind of think they're seeing another baby. Like they don't know that it's them probably yet. Do you think? No, I don't know. I look in the mirror and hope it's not me.
She smiles a lot. I mean, like I think she knows she's the baby. You know, because I'll be like baby, and she'll smile.
Right.
And then it's kind of like. I don't know. She.
I remember my kids would always, when you'd tell them bye-bye, they would wave like this. They would,
I think that's a common thing.
They would face their hand toward their face because
that's what they're seeing.
That's why they wave bye-bye. They
you
wave
can't
bye-bye
say, stupid baby, turn your hand around. Yeah, they're frowning.
Look, you know what? First of all, the baby upset me, okay? And I think stupid was
Those the right term?
That was the right term needed in that I didn't want the baby to be stupid. So.
I don't know. Do you sometimes, like right now with my kids in their age, 9 and 11, and my son's 11, and there's just little things that he's doing now where it's just like, I don't know. I'm always like, "Hey, butthole." Like that's what I'm calling him right now as a term of endearment. Right. And he just kind of giggles every time I say it.
He gets it. Yeah, it's like,
Like it's more when his friends are around because I can't call him. I call him Bubba Pie when his friends aren't around, and I'm like, I feel like I can't do that. So if his friends are over, I'm like, "Hey, butthole," and then they all kind of laugh.
Right.
And then I'm the cool, you know. Like, I'm afraid that I'm kind of on that borderline where it's like, are they going to come and ask me to buy them beer in a few years? Like, I gotta be a jerk at some point.
At some
so
point,
they
got to know. Like, it's
so they know. Yeah, but the television was on randomly the other night, and so there's a repeat of Seinfeld. And Max is like, Max is like, "What is this?"
Yeah.
And I was like,
"I knew
it." Shit. Now he's, and so I was like, "Now we've got to watch this." Which, if anything makes us have to stop watching Doctor Who, that's fine with me.
I never got into Doctor Who.
Yeah.
He's such a Doctor Who dork right now.
I kind of got. I like the Battlestar Galactica. That's about as nerdy as I get. But that's just a good. That's just a good episodic drama.
Sure.
I mean, it has nothing. It has very little to do with the fact that they're in space.
Yeah. So he's just like, "So time out. So Jerry Seinfeld, like, what is he doing on this?" And I was like, "Well, I was like, it's pretty much based on his life." And he was like, "He's in New York and he's trying to be a comedian." And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "I want to watch this." And I was like, "Yeah."
Oh, and that's
and
the
I
thing
was
to
like,
him.
Can oh you, my no, gosh,
Andy? Do you remember when you thought for the first time, "Wait a minute.
People do this?
I can pay my rent and my bills being on stage
was,
trying to make
people
laugh."
To be honest with you, it was kind of when I saw Seinfeld because I when I was younger, I'd watched like shows like, you know, like you'd watch like just like, whoever was on Comedy Central, you know,
right.
Somebody like Eddie Brill or, you know, whoever and Sinbad or one of those guys. They'd always have their specials.
Well, being that young
and
not
I just
able
thought
to
like,
to
oh, this
club.
Is this is cool. These people are just funny. Mm-hmm. And then it's like you watch Seinfeld and you're kind of like, wait, I could maybe do that. That'd be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it just started for me. It was just like, oh, a bucket list thing. I was like, you know, because Seinfeld just seems like such a normal guy. You know, he's like, oh, he's got his friends. And then he kind of talks about his, you know, this happens in the show, all these weird things. And then he talks about it on stage. And
do you watch the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
A little bit. It all depends on who the guest is. You know what I mean? Like there's some guys that I'm like, eh, whatever. But, you know, he gets, I mean, I mean, obviously, he gets big guests because he's Jerry. He's friends with all those guys. Anyways,
I kind of
I mean,
become.
It's not a typical web series. I mean, it's produced.
And I kind
of. Well done, too.
I'm interested in. Because the cars that they drive sometimes. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like,
well,
okay, now I kind of want to see what they're driving.
But there have been a couple episodes where the car they were going to get broke down and they had an identical backup.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
see, if I was on that show, I'd have been like, "Jerry, you want me to come back tomorrow?"
Yeah, that's right.
Or,
I know you understand
fine.
That. You're having car trouble. I mean, if you need me to
don't worry about it.
To scoot out of here, it's totally up to you, man. Yeah, I remember watching Seinfeld. But if you go back and watch like the first season or season and a half,
yeah,
it's not nearly as when they started to hit their stride and like, oh, okay, this is
yeah,
what we're doing.
You can tell there's like little things that you're like, oh, that's kind of funny. But then
but when you think about it, they mixed.
Just a beast.
Like he plays Jerry Seinfeld, but Jason Alexander plays a character. Everybody else plays characters.
Right.
But and I guess he has said that he wanted to do it that way because he was not a great actor and had no intention of trying to become a great actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his best bet was, if I can get away with playing myself, I'm okay.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But it is like they take the silliest normal scenarios you can think of, and it's a show. And obviously it's not a show about nothing. That's the joke. But, man, if there's that and the early seasons of MASH, the TV show, those are pretty hard to beat as far as situation
you
comedy.
Say it like people our age knew there was a movie MASH.
Oh, you didn't know that, did
no,
you?
No, not for a long time. I had no idea. No. Yeah. I was just like, what the movie? What the hell
and
are
you know,
talking about?
Radar was in the movie and the TV show.
He was the only one.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. Hmm. He was my favorite.
But I think there was another guy, though.
Really? I don't know.
And one of the guys in the movie should have been on the TV show because he was on a TV show after he was in the movie.
Really?
The guy who played Colonel Blake, his name is Roger Bowen, and he played Arnie's boss, Herschel Bernardi, on a show called Arnie. And you guys are looking at me like a dog watching a card trick.
Mm-mm. Not following you.
I'm just telling you.
That's one of my favorite movie posters, though.
A dog watching a card trick?
No. Is that a movie?
Oh, no. MASH?
Yes.
Oh, with the peace sign? With the...
Uh-huh. With the combat
legs?
Helmet and the...
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's what it is, right?
I think so.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. Have you seen the movie MASH?
No.
It doesn't really. It's not nearly as good as the TV show. I don't think it is.
Really?
I don't...
Was it funny?
It was dark comedy, I guess.
What was it? What was that military movie when I was a kid? China Beach?
China Beach was a TV show.
TV show.
With Dana Delaney and...
Yeah. And I think it was on the same night as 30-something. Do you guys remember that? Like those dramas?
Okay.
For the longest time, I was a kid, and an adult would say 30-something, and I'd be like, why can't they remember the rest of the name of this TV show? Like they would just say 30 and something, and I was it took me, I don't know how long, for me it seemed like an eternity that I was like, why am I surrounded by all these idiot adults? Yeah.
And I'm 30. What's the name of that movie? I'm like 30-something.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Well, did you also watch Moonlighting? That was about the same time.
I remember Moonlighting. I don't know if I was allowed to watch it, but I remember it. I remember that. I don't know. I just remember that. Yeah. I remember loving the secretary on Moonlighting. I remember that.
Alice Beasley.
She was the funny part of it. Yeah, and I liked her voice.
Or Elise Beasley. I'm not sure which it is.
I liked her voice. Yeah.
She was on Gotham, I think.
Oh, really?
The Batman, the prequel for Batman.
Gosh, what movies do you watch that are good?
What are you talking about? Shows? What do you mean? I watch Scandal.
You do watch Scandal.
I can tell you that.
I know, and I don't. And I
watch Newsroom.
But I'm sure those are good. I'm sure those are But I at this point with Scandal, I'm kind of on the fence. Like I'm just like I kind of feel like.
I don't know what they can do. I feel this way about a lot of TV shows. The first season, they hit on something, and it gets really good.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they look around in the room and go, okay, now,
how do you,
what?
Right.
You know, because after her dad makes
do you watch
like, Scandal?
Does your wife watch Scandal?
We don't. No.
You might want to. It'd be a fun, have a new baby or anything. I'm sure you got lots of free time. But there's Team Fitz, Team Jake, Team Rowan.
Team Rowan now. Yeah.
I'm Team Rowan.
You're Team Rowan
I've
now.
Been Team Rowan from the get-go.
From the beginning.
Yes.
Because he's daddy and he's looking out after his little
girl. I don't even think he's looking out for his girl. I just have some respect for the guy who's not, like he's doing his job. It's not emotional. It's not personal. Even with his wife and his daughter, he is doing his job. That's how I look at it.
He does have that great, he has so many great speeches.
I bet he's a good theater actor. I wonder what his resume is.
He won an Emmy, right?
Did he?
What's his name? Joe Morgan?
Huh. Huh?
No, that's the second baseman for the Reds. What's his name?
Are you being serious?
I think it might be Joe Morgan. It's Joe something. Joe Mama? No, that's not Joe Mama.
Mm-mm.
Scandal. What do we look up here? Scandal Rowan, right?
Scandal Rowan.
Scandal Rowan.
Here Rowan Pope.
Is that? Oh, yeah, Olivia Pope. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of, that's kind of a, did we give some, oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, that's her dad?
Yeah, because you don't know.
If you just started watching the series, sorry.
Oh, oh, they have a website now, Rowan Pope quotes from Scandal.
He does pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's,
Are they like funny or they're just like?
No,
just,
he's like just, real he's, intense.
Okay. So
yeah.
It's just kind of.
Like he, yeah, like yeah. Everything he's like, I guess in my parenting journey, I hope to say one thing to my children, but his is just like paragraphs of those things,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to change your, I don't know, but I'm really bad at that. Like at the moment when I, like, you know, like,
yeah,
like
sure.
My kid left his dirty underwear in the bathroom and I feel like I'm going to change his life and make him this presidential candidate with this one lesson learned about not leaving your Calvin Klein's on the bathroom floor.
Right.
But
Scandal
yeah.
Season 4, spoiler and update alert. I said it was Joe Morgan. Joe mm-hmm. Morton.
Morton.
Ah, close.
Morton.
Close.
Explains mm-hmm. Rowan right. Pope's brilliance in delivering monologues.
Okay. We don't have to do this right now.
Rowan Pope.
This might be a conversation you and I would have at lunch.
Yeah,
maybe not.
Maybe we should do that.
Maybe not on the podcast.
Go get some guacamole. And
you want guacamole for lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Don't make us go to Cheesecake Factory again.
Oh, that's right. Well, we all know who. Well, you know, the leader will tell us where we're going to
Yeah, that's lunch. Probably true.
We should go have popcorn and watch.
I don't want to.
Into the Woods.
I don't want to.
It's a singing. It's a.
I don't
want
to.
Sorry, Andy.
Sorry, Andy.
No,
you're
no,
sitting here. Where do we find things about Andy Beningo? AndyBeningo.com?
It's AndyBeningo.com, and good luck spelling that. And then just on Twitter, @ Bingo Comedy.
@ Bingo Comedy
yep.
on
Bingo
Twitter.
Comedy.
That's where I'm at.
But Beningo is Beningo.
That's right.
Oh.
Nailed it.
That's not bad.
Beningo.
What's your middle name?
Walter.
Andrew Walter.
Andrew Walter, yeah, after my grandpa.
Oh, okay.
It was Grandpa Walter.
That's a good grandpa name.
It is, right? Isn't yeah. it just like
it's a perfect grandpa know? Name.
What did have your parents or her parents picked out what the baby is going, what Lauren is going to call them? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, we're kind of doing that. We're like them, it like changes because my mom and dad will be like, "Hey,
and,
it's grandma, grandpa," and then it's it's Nana, Papa, and mm-hmm. it's, so it's like it always changes.
And
so
the baby's gonna come up with something
baby,
real crazy.
Yeah, the baby will be like, "You're, yeah. you know."
Yeah.
Moogie.
And there's so many grandparents now who don't want to be called grandma and grandpa because it makes them feel old.
Right, right. So they kind of like some hip name, like like
very I decided a long time ago I'm gonna go with Nona because Nona is grandma in Italian. And
I like
my family.
I was just gonna look up what Italian was in
Yeah, Nona. So I'm gonna go with Nona.
Yeah.
I like it. I had a nana and a grandma and a grandpa and another grandpa. Yeah, it was pretty boring.
This is a semi-famous story on my part. I called grandma and grandpa on my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
On my dad's side, I called him grandfather.
Yeah.
But my grandmother, my dad's mom, my favorite grandparent,
uh-huh.
I called her Lena, her first name.
Her first
really?
Name.
From the time, I don't know when it started, but it was early.
No kidding.
And her name was actually Helena. Not Helena, like Montana, but Helena is
Helena.
Was the way
That's
she
pretty.
Pronounced it. And I called her Lena till she wasn't alive anymore.
Oh, good story.
She had a really cool giggle.
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
A giggle? She was nice, right?
She was a nice grandmother.
She was nice.
Yeah.
I think everybody has to have like a, I don't know. There's something about.
She was a lot younger than my grandfather.
Oh.
And my grandfather was, my dad's dad was
not nice. He's rough.
Whoo.
Yeah.
Mm. So that would have been my dad was born in 40.
And these were his biological parents, both of them?
Yep.
Like not a stepmom or anything? Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he was older.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
A couple years.
Really? Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Honest to gosh.
Huh. I was trying to think of, I had an aunt who didn't go by grandma, she called by Denny. Her grandkids called her Denny.
Denny.
Like the restaurant, or was that her name?
No, her name was, it was Aunt Betty Jo, but they called her Denny. Her grandkids did.
Well, you just celebrated, speaking of different names for grandparents, you just celebrated your mom's birthday.
My mom's birthday, and my kids...
always have called her...
Mammal Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Really?
With a K. Yeah. That's how she spells it.
All right.
Yep. That's what they... I jokingly said it when my son was a toddler.
Yeah, and it just stuck,
and
they just
he kept
up
it,
on
and
it,
and she loved it, and... people think it's insulting, but she's embraced
it. Well, yeah,
it,
as long as
think,
she's not like, what nah, did you, you know, as long as she's nah, cool with it.
Well, there's no, crazy yeah, good.
Yeah.
She, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's what they call her, and they love her. They love her a lot. She's a really great grandma.
Well, and now so, I'm sitting here realizing this, and that's not the end.
What? Oh, they call my dad, they call my dad Papeltoni, and my dad's name's David.
Yeah.
So...
But that started.
How did that come up? They just
that started because we went to.
They were
we
baby, have, baby, we
have,
babies.
We have friends, Tony and Kathy, and okay, they have a pool, and we would go over there. They're my dad's best friends.
Sure.
And we were like, we're going to Tony's, and that's where they would see
they
my dad.
See, yeah, and then they so they just thought,
oh,
and
Tony.
Then, yeah. And for
and
a while,
is,
they
this
would,
is quite a spread. My grandfather must have something to do with this.
Right.
This is,
yeah, this is it.
If it's Tony's, that's my grandpa's name.
Right, right.
And yep, then for a short period of time, my son said his papaw Tony's because there was Tony who lived there, and then Max assumed that
yeah,
my dad's name was Tony, so he would talk about his papaw Tony's. Like there was two papaws, and my mm-hmm, dad's like, yeah, let's right, try to let's try to get that to stop. Yeah,
but that so, hasn't.
No, but he now, no, but saying that he has two papaws that like might reside together and.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
No, so, yeah.
But they still call him Papal Tony.
They still call my dad Papal Tony, and his name's David. Yeah.
And he still loves it?
Yeah, still he still like, goes yeah, with it. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. But my dad is so, like, traditional like that, that I'm sure that he hates that, A, they call him Papal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would much have preferred, like, grandfather.
Sure, yep.
And,
yep.
And that they call him not by his name is even more funny. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Just goes to show that your daughter Lauren is going to call
it's
them whatever she wants.
Yeah, it's going to be.
And more than likely, it's not going to be what they want, but they'll love it
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Well, Andy, you feel good about this? You all right?
I do. Yeah. I had fun talking movies. It's always
time out. What good, did you want your grandkids to call you?
Oh, well, my grandkids do call me Pop Pop.
Pop Pop. But you Pop, wanted Pop, them to call you?
The Governor.
The Governor.
The Governor.
That's what I wanted
I
to,
like that.
Because how cool is that when they're like 16, 17?
Yeah. Hello, and go, Governor.
We need to get beer with... You know, I bet the governor. Yeah,
yeah.
Let's go check with the governor. Yeah, see if it, yeah. I think that's a great idea.
You would
it's
buy
awesome,
your grandkids
actually, yeah,
beer.
If they're 16 or 17, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
not,
and what does this say about me? As much as I say, Mr. Liberal, I'm uh-huh, hip, you know, yeah, whatever floats right, your boat, LGBT, whatever. I would buy.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. I would buy beer for the boys. I don't think I would buy beer for my granddaughter if I ever have one.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That
totally
really? Makes sense.
I think it does because it's like, hey.
And I ain't buying beer for her.
No, she's
ever,
never going to want beer. She's a good girl.
However.
You won't buy Max beer either.
I might hook a brother up.
I'll
you
punch
don't
in
know,
the throat.
You don't know.
No.
Where'd you get those little kings?
Mm-mm.
What, these little kings right here?
Well, I still have the conversation with him once a month. I'll be like, it's once a month. You know what I'm going to say? And he's like, yeah. Have you ever smoked a cigarette? No. Have you ever smoked marijuana? No. Have you ever done any drugs? No. Have you ever drank a beer? No.
Has Chickie ever bought you beer?
Yeah, now I'm going to have to add that to the list of things I say. Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Let's do this. Yeah.
AndyBeningo.com. That's B-E-N-I-N-G-O.
Yep.
Bingo Comedy, at Bingo Comedy.
At Bingo Comedy. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, Andy. Look for him. He's a very funny, wonderful guy. Come up after the shows, ask to borrow money. He'll say no, but it'll be just hilarious.
It'll be the nicest
note
you've ever
heard. Thank you for listening to the Off the Air podcast. Tell your friends. And go see American Sniper with Bradley Cooper. It is amazing. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bob Schneider.
Ain't got no dog.